It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Supporters of legalizing casino gambling in Georgia are introducing a package of legislation to do just that. Now, it calls for the state to put some of the money it would get from casinos into the HOPE Scholarship Program and also into a new plan for scholarships based on need for students who would not otherwise be able to afford to go to college. One key to passing the constitutional amendment and getting it before the voters, though, winning the support of Republican House Speaker David Ralston, who's always been skeptical of legalizing casinos. He spoke with me about it in his office yesterday.
You have told reporters right before the session that you weren't sure that casinos were, as you put it, consistent with where we want to go as a state. Have you changed your mind about that?
I have not. We have several different decisions to make. One is, do we, as a matter of policy, want to expand gambling in Georgia beyond the Georgia Lottery by allowing casinos to come into the state? So that's a call that every member is going to have to make for themselves.
You won't lobby one way or another?
I don't plan to at this point. What I've asked members of the House to do is to consult with their constituents, and let's be very, very careful before we undertake this.
So do you have conditions that you would want met before you would even entertain the idea of bringing it to a vote?
I would not say that I had conditions that would be sort of drop-dead things. I feel very strongly that we have to do everything we possibly can to protect the viability of the HOPE Scholarship Program. I'm also sensitive to some interest in needs-based scholarships to allow other students to attend our colleges and universities here. So that's important to me. I don't have any specific measuring points that I've drawn in the sand and not sure that I will.
Because part of the argument from the supporters is that this will only help the HOPE Scholarship by raising needed additional revenue.
Well, there is that argument, and there's also some concern that it could cannibalize the lottery. And if you do that, then you're sort of defeating the purpose. And so, you know, we have to weigh all of that. And that's why I think this is a decision that we're going to need to make very, very carefully.
You mentioned needs-based scholarships as one of the things that we could set up with the revenue from casinos.
Possibly. Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have said that 30% of the revenue going to needs-based scholarships, which is what the bill calls for, that's the minimum for them. Are you okay with that?
I think that's a reasonable number. You know, I think there is some bipartisan interest having a needs-based component with the funding. Again, I don't know where if we say yes, I keep repeating myself, I know. But if we say yes, we could end up there. It could be a different number.
But no less than 30?
Well, I'm not going to say that, you know, because we haven't, the bill has not been heard in committee. It hasn't been vetted. I haven't read it. But there seems to be some support for having it at 30.
So do you think that a bill could come out this year?
It's possible. I don't know that we're going to have all the questions answered this year. You know, it can't be voted on by the people of Georgia until November of 2018. So, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if it doesn't come out this session.
But usually controversial things have better chances of making it in off years, and this is an off year.
This is an off year, but again, I think it's more important that we get it right than we do it quickly.
There's another thought that we ought to go back to having the HOPE Scholarship cover full tuition as it did before austerity came in and the recession and so forth. That times are different now. We were able to do that with the HOPE grant, which covers technical tuition.
Right.
Can we do that with the HOPE Scholarship?
Well, again, we have several factors at work here that have put pressure on the HOPE Scholarship Program. increasing tuition and the increasing cost of attending colleges and universities here is certainly a part of that. And that's what necessitated the reforms that we did back 5 or 6 years ago to keep it solvent.
So it sounds as if you're saying we probably couldn't restore full tuition now. Could we restore more?
You know, if you look at some of the numbers that the proponents of casinos are trafficking in, then I think you could certainly do more, whether it be a full restoration. I think it's something we don't know.
Speaker David Ralston, thank you so much for being with us and bringing us this time.
Thank you, Dennis. I enjoyed visiting with you.